Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have some announcements from Amy at Legacy Foods, which is emergency best entrees, basically, because you open a container, you get multiple different entrees present. You don't have to open a number 10 can, and then you're stuck with a specific food. Actually, you make it possible to have, and I use this term, it's another Deagleism, gourmet-mageddon. In other words, while everybody else is looking and eyeing at their cat or dog or larger pet, maybe a horse, people are eyeing their Legacy Food and saying, hey, let's have a barbecue, let's have our Legacy Food, and have Gourmet Mageddon. Well, everybody else is, their power's out, from now it's 2 weeks in or 3 weeks in, no power. The cars are stalled all over the freeways, and they're just sitting there, and if they're smart, they have backup power, they've got self-protection, so nobody's going to dare come to try to take their stuff, and they have Gourmet Mageddon. What do you think?
Hey, that's awesome.
It's also funny, even though it's kind of sad for those people that don't prepare. And it's actually inexpensive. You have a special sale going on now. I want you to announce it because, wow, what a drop in price available right now.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad that you have me on today, and I hope a lot of your listeners are actually tuning in, or at least tape it, because I've been with the company a while now, over 5 years, and they've never done anything like this. They've never dropped prices this low. So they have a 240 serving package that's normally $650. They've dropped it down to $399. It's like $1.66 a serving. And it's a fantastic package. And if you want a little more than that, they've got their 1,080 serving package that a customer would normally pay $2,760 for. They've dropped it almost $1,000 to $1,799. Free gifts still apply, and I'm not done yet. I know you're going to talk, but I'm not done. So on top of that, now that's on those two packages.
Right.
Everything else on the site is 20% off. Doesn't matter what you pay.
Well, now, of course, you also get extra 20% off if you do AutoShip. And you can change your AutoShip anytime you want, too, can't you?
Yeah, you can change what you get. You can change how often it is. You just need to call us and let us know.
So tell us what distinguishes it. Not only larger numbers of entrees, but a better packaging system, lower oxygen concentration. There's so many different features that make Legacy stand out against all the other long-term food storage companies. Tell us why.
Well, the owner of the company actually started off with another company, and he said, this can be done so much healthier. I can give you so much more for your money, less additives, better packaging. I mean, he did all the research.
Right.
His goal was to be the best quality, which meaning less additives, the most for your money, and the best tasting. And he's done it. I mean, you start looking, you know, lock yourself in that room and start looking at these food storage companies, you're going to notice the differences, and you're going to notice that Legacy stands out. and be happy to talk to anybody about what's right for their family. Another great thing, we're here just to help you. I mean, you go through Dr. Bill's link, we will still consult you. We'll still make sure that you get the best package for you and your family. Fantastic. Yes.
It is really amazing. Why don't you mention also the other things that are available? You have all kinds of other technology, including you have water filtration systems for emergency. And again, I tell people, besides our pure water system, it's good to have the kind of mobile systems. It's also a good idea to have all the other things for emergency, if you want to call it emergency supplies for medical issues. Tell us about those, too, because your company is not just food. It has other prepper supply issues that are available, doesn't it?
No, it's got all kinds of things, and that's one reason why, another reason why I think Legacy stands out. I'm behind the scenes, so I see a lot of what they do. And a lot of companies will just throw things up and they'll say, well, they'll buy it, it'll be something they buy. Legacy researches things to the teeth. They only have higher quality products on their line, and you can be assured that it's been researched and tested and things like that to be a quality product. You know, they have solar solutions that are fantastic, solar lighting, solar generator. They have multiple stove solutions, multiple cooking solutions. They have survival packs, bug out packs, sanitation kits, all kinds of things so that you can do a one-stop shop and know that you're not only getting quality food, but you're getting quality products with it. So it's just a superior company. And people are waking up all the time and they're finding out. They're finding out that Legacy is the way to go. So it's pretty cool.
Now, if you were to kind of just seeing all the events that are happening, for example, a few days ago, we had the U.S. Embassy move. Basically, it was the consulate office became the embassy. And apparently Trump managed to just do that, minor changes with $400,000, which is probably structural changes. There'll be some more, you know, protection with, you know, more security guards and so on. But the terrorism by Hamas is mind-boggling. And it actually had proceeded for several months before this, but they tried to really crescendo it, protesting the idea that it's their capital, it's not their capital. They have a separate part of a state called the Gaza Strip, and they need to get either settled with that or move to Jordan, where they actually were supposed to move back 40 years ago. And what I see happening is the world is considerably more unstable rather than less. Now, Trump is doing a lot of good things. He's pulled out of this agreement with Iran, which means he's going to defang them permanently so they can't get nukes. Because if they get nukes, everybody else in the Middle East will have nukes. North Korea is going to be defanged, partly because China knows that the crosshairs are on China because they and the Russians have armed the teeth North Korea. North Korea didn't have to do this on their own. They weren't like starving geniuses, 18.5 million or 25 million starving to death. Somehow they became a nuclear power. No, they were armed by Russia and China. And Trump knows this. He sees through it because he's a businessman, not a politician. And he just goes at it and just does it. And what I see happening, you may not like it. You may not like his tweeting everybody. Like, for example, I think it was a little bit much for him to tweet back on the father that complained that his son didn't get a ride back on Air Force One. He would have thanked Trump if he did. He got his sons out of prison in China for stealing things. And he would have been spending many, many years in prison. So the problem is that the attacks on Melania and his family are insane. What now? Trump we want to have back on direction. I want to be able to consult with him more accurately through my friend John Spring, will be on the third hour, coming up next hour, on North Korea and Iran and other issues like healthcare. And he's listening partly. He's, for example, fixing the healthcare issue with drugs, the cost of drugs, which are the highest in the world in America. But the problem is the American system needs to harden the power grid. It'll cost $2 billion, according to Dr. Pai, to harden it with power surge and Faraday cages, etc., but it's not. And we're in grave danger of all kinds of cyber attacks, EMP, even a coronal mass ejection from the sun, and our society is so fragile, the chances of it collapsing in the next 10 years from anything, a long menu of possible events, is mind-boggling. And the average person is not prepared for anything. They're not prepared to live beyond the fourth day when the water has to be reduced because sewage will back up on their tub and their sink. They're not prepared for obtaining food when the shelves will be cleared in 2 hours, not 4 days. And we only have a 4-day supply if the chain of command is working. And trucks aren't going to be going because the freeways will be jammed up because the gas stations won't pump and the power goes out. I don't think people realize that if you can survive the first 2 months after a disaster, most everybody else is already dead. They've died of diarrhea, violence, or cannibalism. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you can't be that gross. You can't say those things. Yeah, I will, actually. And, you know, I know a lot of people say things on the show and they get really, you know, ranky about it, you know, big guys like Alex, right? Which, in many cases, he's actually justifiable, like when he got ticked off about us attacking Syria with missiles, which Trump shouldn't have done. But I can tell you that if you don't take personal responsibility to survive, you're not going to. And the first question he asks is not how you can survive, but do you want to survive? And do you want to survive well, so you can survive that first few months and then thrive and readapt to whatever the environment is after the collapse of civilization? Because if our power grid goes out either from coronal mass ejection or cyber attack, it's not coming back. You need to get used to the fact it's not coming back, okay? People aren't ready for that, are they?
No,
they're not. They're so cozy in their advanced high-tech cage, I call it, they don't realize if the whole system flies apart, they don't have anything. The government doesn't have anything to replace it. They don't. Stay right there. Back. So let's talk about what people need. I went over on Friday, did actually a review about what I call 10 plus things. I did a 10 plus, talk about the things you need for prepping. But legacy food's right up there. Now, I tell people, in addition, get your own dehydrator, get a liquid nitrogen carafe so you can actually drop it in tubes into your liquid nitrogen for a half hour to sterilize it. But get the legacy food too, and get on a regular schedule, so you don't have to necessarily buy the big, you know, $2,000 package. Get on a regular schedule if you can't afford that, so that you get 20% off, and every month you get a new box arrive, and it's a container, and you can stack them up in your pantry or in your cool place. You want to keep it in a cool, dry place away from sunlight and heat, and it's going to last for 25 plus years. You have to understand this, people out there, that your government is not going to take care of you. And that's one of the problems with communism. The reason why communism failed wasn't because communism was a good alternative. You have nutballs like Bernie Sander Claus, I call him. He should have a little Santa hat on every time he talks. Sander Claus, right? You know, the fact is, if you don't take personal responsibility with your health, I even talk to doctors who think they know something that's not an area of specialty, and they've developed, say, heart disease or cancer or whatever, or even doctors are involved in this, and they don't want to suffer their colleagues. So they ask me, Deagle, what would you do? And I tell them, they're boggled. They say, you mean all that's available? I said, yeah, it is. A lot of it is actually technology that I've invented that nobody else on Earth has. Or I know what clinics around the world do have it. For example, Stimetica in San Diego, and they have to move to outside the country because of regulatory issues. But Legacy Foods is the food to get. And if you don't do that, you're not just going to regret, you're going to curse the day you didn't listen, okay? And it's not that expensive. You know, for example, I've switched my auto ship and I'm going to reactivate it here. I got to check with my wife so she doesn't get ticked with me, because we've accumulated quite a bit of stuff in our storage area with Legacy Food. But I want to make sure I have enough so that all of my friends and relatives say, I know Deagle's got power. In fact, I already have a 20-kilowatt generator. I'm working with a company out of Texas to put in solar panels with an EMP-proof, tested against the EMP, power generation system and battery backup. So I'm going to be off the freaking grid. If you trust the grid, you're an idiot. If you trust government, you're an idiot. If you trust the fact that you have a right to vote for people when the legal system and the government's been in a state of martial law since 1933, and you believe the government really exists, they're actors. If you don't understand that transnational corporations are demonically energized devils that want you dead, if you don't understand the healthcare system doesn't want the elderly living to be hundreds of years old, they want you to start drooling in your 40s and be dead by the time you're 60. They don't want the expense of you hanging around and getting smarter and actually opposing any of their actions. And if you think that that the emergency ambulance services and so on will be around in a national disaster, you're delusional. I don't know why people even think. That's why I tell people, if you're brave enough, be brave, you know, like the Sir Borelli song, call in and disagree with Dr. Deagle. It's going to be painful. Let's put it this way. It'll be like an intellectual vivisection with an anesthetic. 877-317-6432. And I don't get callers. The fact that callers is because I've told them to call and then give a testimonial or like a Robert Newman. And people are terrified. They say, I don't want to call in. Dr. Deagle's scary. I'm not scary. I'm your big brother. I'm going to protect you from your own stupidity. And I'm also going to give you the what for facts. If you try to go off on a tangent and think you know more than me, it's delusion. Okay? If you can prove it to me, more power to you, because I want to learn from someone strong enough intellectually they can arm wrestle with me mentally and say, Deagle, you're wrong about this issue. I want to learn. But I just find, in general, people don't think properly through anything. They don't realize, after the fourth day, every power corporation in the Western world, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, whatever, has backup power for water. Nobody has backup power for sewage. Did you know that?
Yeah.
So if you live in the city or town, by the fourth day, they have to tip back the water, or everybody's sink and toilet and everything backs up with the sewage. Did you know that if the power goes out, they don't only pump gas, there's no delivery of any food? Do you know the freeways would be jammed up with people that got out there and they ran out of gas, and if just a bunch of people and trucks run out of gas, you're going to see a slaughterhouse in the freeways after a few days. You'll hear just the screams of people being shot and then literally manhandled, and then eventually, as you say, people's dietary habits can change dramatically, and all of a sudden, long pig or human becomes the meat of the day. People say, oh no, well, look at what's going on in Venezuela. And people say, human beings won't do that. Look, I worked in emergency and trauma units. I saw human beings that were not decorticate do nastier things to other humans than a wild animal without a brain. I couldn't believe what I've seen in the emergency department. So I've gone through my, what they call, sheep dips with reality. And I can tell you that the human, unless it's led by the spirit of the Most High God and becomes a real believer in a community to survive that has like-minded spiritually and otherwise, you're not going to survive. I don't care if you build a compound and you're a billionaire. You're just going to die where you or your wife or your kids that don't have skill sets. Something's going to happen, and things are going to go fly apart, or you need a technical person to fix something, and you're done. So people need to start realizing that there's layers of survival. The first layer is get food, have backup power, have personal protection. We're not just talking about guns. Shotguns for the short range and a long-range 30-caliber rifle. We're talking about exotic weapons, and I'm actually put some information last Friday, but I'm going to actually create some videos on how to make all kinds of really exotic and very scary, they're scarier than gun weapons. Okay? And I want people to understand that food is the most powerful weapon. Your best currency, even better than in some ways carrot bars, is food. Can you imagine someone starving to death and you say you're going to barter, say, a vehicle like a truck for a bunch of packets or a whole bucket of this food? Can you imagine the smiles on someone's face when they can actually eat for another month and then figure out how they're going to start harvesting quail or live on wild animals or start, you know, growing a garden? Because the people that survive the first 2 months are going to survive. They're going to figure out how to survive in whatever climate they are. Just like the native people of the north or the native people here in America or the people that first survived and came to this country a couple hundred years ago. You know, the people that are going to die in the first 2 weeks to 2 months, period. And it's going to make the day of the Walking Dead look like a party. People say, oh no, you know, if I was actually a screenwriter or assisting a screenwriter writing a B movie for Hollywood, people would be, after, you know, how they like this latest dark movie from the Avengers Infinity War, which is very dark, because the bad guy wins and all the heroes start to die and turn into dust.
Right.
Right? I can make a movie that's 1,000 times scarier than that, because it's based on reality. And I worked as a consultant with the FBI and CDC under Reserve Admiral Hughes in Operation Top Off and Dark Winter with the FEMA people. In fact, I consulted and confronted the FEMA director several years later after 1997 and 2001 March at the Adams Park Hotel. And when I confronted him, I said, you know, your FEMA manual is if you have a radiological release in downtown Denver is to create a perimeter zone and shoot in the center of a body and kill them and stick them in a body bag so they don't contaminate anyone else. It's not to decon shower them. It's not to detoxify them with an IV. No, no, no. It's to shoot to kill and stick them in a body bag. And he took off the lectern, and I had to chase him out of the conference room, yelling to the top of my lungs, and believe me, I do not need a PA system. I'm loud enough that you're going to lose some hearing if I get loud enough. You're going to be like behind the jet engine of a 747. Okay? Okay? And Dr. Deagle is not passive, if you probably know that. But I'm also considerate. I care about people enough to tell them the truth, even if it makes them gut-turning. I talked about this yesterday with Deborah Tavares. The problem is people are afraid of the micro-trauma of the truth, so they won't face the real trauma of what's coming to our civilization. Even with guys like Trump that are fixing a lot of things, He can't fix everything, and some of the things he's laying out are actually laying the groundwork for a bigger disaster down the road, like our intel agencies, our 5G networks, or lots of other things. Welcome back, and we're going to have Jim Deal here talking about Carat Bars and Carat Bank ICO coins and the tokens. Jim, are you there? We're having some issues trying to get Jim. Now, if you want to contact, there's an icon on the left side of the bottom of NutriMedical. We're trying to fix both icons so they work. The one on the left says Carat Bars or KB Vision. You'll see that band around the world. That's the one to hit. And if you hit that link, you're going to be taking the NutriMedical 7. You can purchase Carat Bar coins. You can also move those Carat Bar, gold, at a tenth of a gram or other tenths of a gram of gold, say 1 gram, 2 grams, and 2.5 grams, and whatever, 5 grams. You can also buy Carat Cash. You can move that into your e-wallet. And you get your e-wallet, you can go to caratbank.io. And purchase the tokens or coins. They're now public. The ICO coins are public now. And they are backed by Carat Bars Corporation. They purchased 2 gold mines. The first one was like 1,400, I think 1,300 or 1,400 tons of gold. And the last one was 10,000 tons of gold, which means when the gold matures in these coins, they're going to be worth one-tenth of a gram of gold, or roughly $7.50 to $8 value per tenth of a gram of gold. That means a 1 or 2 cent coin that you purchased is going to value up to 800%, to almost 800%. So, for example, the coins that I purchased, which I was able to do here a few months before it went public, and they're still basically this very low price, they're going to evaluate up to over $3 million. So it's like it's something you absolutely have to do. And if at the very least you just start saving equivalent to one-tenth of a gram of gold a week, which is equivalent to a latte, $7, you're going to save a tremendous amount of cash that cannot be devalued. No matter what you say or what's going on with the economy, even with the strengthening of the economy, the dollar is being devalued. For example, the amount of debt, the amount of printing of money by the Fed Reserve has made the dollar drop in value versus the euro coin in the last year, I think 20 or 25 or 30%. The same way as the devaluation of the currency also is in the sense of currency war for international trade against China, etc. So what people should realize is the only way to get rid of the national debt is to actually devalue the currency, which devalues your pension funds, your stocks and bonds, and the value of your home, etc. So this is something very real to get involved with. Do we have Jim? I don't hear Jim, so I assume we don't have Jim. One of the things I think that people should be aware of is that the chances of a trade war with China having a dramatic effect on the economy is a virtual guarantee. In fact, I have some notices from some of our top people talking about this specifically in terms of what's going on with the economy. Gerald Celente's latest newsletter, and he's expecting that this trade war will have a dramatic negative effect on the value of the U.S. dollar. It will have also a dramatic effect, for example, the ZTE company, which I hear rumors that Trump is going to make a deal, even though they are being fined for phone deals with Iran and with North Korea, that ZTE is actually buying some parts from America, but if they don't get this deal through, they're going to lose about 80,000 jobs in China manufacturing phones. So people need to be aware of that. I'm on here. So that's really important for people to understand that. So I want people to understand that you need to be prepared for the fact that the currency is going to be devalued. Gold is going to increase in value tremendously in the next year or two. That if you don't have a backup currency to the current Federal Reserve currency, which is funny money, anti-money, I call it, you're going to be very badly in a bad state. You also want a currency that will allow you to electronically use these coins to transfer and buy and sell at great distances around the world. And you want it to not go through the SWIFT system and banks or currency exchange systems like credit cards, so you're not restricted in terms of what you can do. And that gives a power to the idea of a cryptocurrency, especially one backed by gold. And this is the first in the world of that nature. You can buy these coins with Ethereum or with Bitcoin, and that's why they're also linked to them. But, you know, if you go to use Bitcoin, for example, even on Amazon, you get a 20% reduction in price just by using Bitcoin. They all know this. Now, China tried to see if they could block or constrict Bitcoin because they don't want the Chinese to start getting involved, which gets outside of their national control of their banks. So this is a very serious problem. And what I see happening is that that America is going to adapt to this situation. It's very likely that you're going to see the start of a Fed coin. I can't see them outlawing the actual physical money, though. If they try to do that, it'll be quite a revolt by the population. It will require some degree of totalitarianism, which I don't see happening under Trump. What I do see, though, is that you're going to start seeing a migration of currencies toward gold and gold-backed cryptocurrencies like these Carrot Bank ICO coins. And people use them more and more and more because they allow immediate transactions and transfer of money. You can actually get physical possession of the gold or gold-backed currencies, and you can purchase them with very small amounts of money. I mean, you don't have to put much money in order to start accumulating gold. And if you introduce it to other people because it's a multi-layered business, you're going to actually get free gold after as little as 12 weeks. We built quite a network. And of all these people downline, some of them are actually very, very active, you know, like Professor McCanny and many others. And as they become active, you benefit from that activity by downline deposits every Friday to your bank account in Stuttgart, Germany, which you can convert to physical gold and you want to get delivered to you when you're less than $2,000 in value. Or you can actually put in your e-wallet and actually do other things. And this e-wallet situation is going to allow you through the ICO coins, through carrotbank.io, to actually use it to buy and sell things all over the world. So it's going to be a stability against currency manipulations around the world. It's going to be a stability to keep your value, your buying power, so it doesn't dissolve when they print more money. Or if there's a collapse in the world economy, you're going to have something to barter in exchange, which can be converted to carrot bank cash notes, which actually have gold in them, or carrot bar cards that are like a traveling LBMA certified carrot bank. Very important to understand that. So, do we have? Here we are. So we're still having some trouble getting a hold of Jim. Let's see if I can try to get him, because that's really unusual for him not to show. So I'm surprised that he didn't show for his spot today. Usually he's very prompt. We know that Lloyd has been off on another project, so he's not available. And, of course, we're going to bring on Jim John W. Spring here in the third hour to talk about lots of major issues. We're trying to consult with the president on Iran and North Korea, plus many other issues. In fact, we'll probably get Robert Newman back to talk about health care, water resources, etc., and his platform for the state of California. We're not making much progress there with Jim. He didn't make it today.
Please leave your message for...
No, he's not available. Okay. So what I think we should do is let's bring on John W. Spring early, and let's move our three guests in. Now, if you want to know more about Carrot Bars, what I'd like you to do is contact me at 888-212-8871. If you have specific deep questions you want to get involved with purchasing and getting e-wallet and so on, we'll bump you up to Jim and get you all the information and videos to connect you so you know how to purchase your ICO coins, move your e-wallet over. There's lots of videos and other material. You can just go to the left icon at the bottom of NutriMedical.com, hit that link, purchase your carrot bars first, and select your membership. Once you've signed up, then we have something to work with. At that point, contact me, and I'll help you with the Carrot Bank coins and the other issues that you want to get involved with. And I have a number of people who have been contacting me. I usually bump those over to our expert, Jim Deal, and Jim will take care of you. Back in a moment. with our next segment, possibly John W. Spring a little early. Call in if you have questions on any topic, health or otherwise, 877-317-6432. As I say, don't worry, Dr. Deagle, even if he bites, he's had his radio distemper shot. Ha ha, don't worry. I only try to deal with people that think that they know an issue more than me, and I try to help.
Are you a...
And I'm going to go over some of the news items right now. Number one, we have our launch next week of our Red Deer Velvet DR. We're not posting up, so you can't place pre-orders, but you can actually call us, and we'll notify you when it's back up, or you can just check out the website. We'll be announcing it every day as we get closer to actual delivery. We also want people to know that they can contact, even if they've never purchased a product, by email and get a starter protocol, even recommendations for what tests can be done with their PCP, and then I'll give them a kind of a highlight of the future things we may be able to provide for them for their health condition. I had a gentleman I spoke to this morning that's been an alcoholic since age 18 to 51. He's in cirrhosis and liver failure, massively lost a lot of weight, seriously osteoporotic, etc. And I spoke to him before the show, referred by one of our long-term customers back in Georgia. He had not yet purchase anything, but our gentleman in Georgia is going to purchase his first protocol because a man needs to not only have regeneration of his liver, he'll be getting not only our advanced nutrients but also liver peptides to regenerate his gland, his liver, and also we'll be probably arranging him for to get a stem cell transplant at the East America Satellite Clinic in Tijuana at Santa Clarita. We'll also be doing other things like EGFT, epigenetic frequency therapy. The best machine for delivery of that is the Sonic Life. And to reduce the cancer risk, of course, after all this time, we'll be giving them nutraceuticals for that, too. So that's the kind of thing that I provide. I connect to specific clinics, technology, and doctors. I provide a combination of services you can do mostly at home so you can regenerate whatever tissue and organ. And you can have things like mild hyperbaric oxygen with ozone, EGFT frequency, and we're working with Dr. Greg Hipskind and InLight Technology with Lumen Photon to provide these frequencies through your light pads. We have all the Lumen Photon products up now. Now, I just saw a major news report here on Drudge. North Korea threatens to cancel the nuclear summit with Trump because it believes provocative military ruckus of joint U.S.-South Korean drills are a rehearsal for invasion. This is, again, more manipulation by the North, which has happened before. My advice to Trump is, if North Korea cancels the summit, decapitate the regime. Use space-based weapon systems to kill all the leaders and invade and take over the country. Okay? Stop this foolishness and tell China if they interfere, they're going to be nuked. Make sure they fully understand we're not going to play around here, China. We're going to unleash everything on hell on you if you even try to even squeak sideways over this situation. So North Korea, you need to know Trump's not going to mess around here, and he's going to take out your missile batteries that are aimed in the artillery range toward Seoul, South Korea. He's also going to take out your regime. So you need to understand you either talk and sit down with Trump and deal with this and denuclearize, or you're going to die. This is not a halfway measure here. So I think that somehow, I don't know why Kim is thinking he's going to get away with this. Obviously, maybe Xi, his advisors, thinks that this is a smart idea to do. We have a midterm battle in number four states going on. The so-called blue wave that they expected for the Democrats isn't going to happen. And I saw one of the spokespeople for the campaign for Bernie Sanders. Sanders is a nut. You can't provide free anything to anybody. You can provide less expensive. You can provide control of costs on drugs like Trump's doing right now. You can set up a system where people throw in the driver's seat, not nanny state government, because nanny state government and health care always kills people. It squashes new innovation. It prevents people from saving their lives as their relatives when they're elderly and have a temporarily low, say, Apache score in the intensive care unit. Or the government, of course, supports things like abortion, which we can't support. And it's a good thing that the regulatory change is probably happening in the next week or so. Trump's going to put in no federal tax money will go to pay for abortions, period. That means the end of abortion support by the federal government for Planned on Parenthood. So that's likely to happen. The other story was, of course, Melania Trump. I'm not sure what happened with that kidney scare. The most likely thing is she had a kidney stone that blocked her kidney, and she ended up needing it. She couldn't have it extracted by a basket extraction. She had to have a surgery to remove the stone, probably because she looks pretty anorectic. My guess is she probably had some reason why she was demineralizing and forming, say, a uric acid stone or oxalate stone from her diet. And she probably needs to be on a special diet to make sure that she doesn't end up reforming stones. You can prevent stone formation, by the way, with our nutraceutical magnesium potassium citrate, and it'll stop good not only gallbladder but kidney stones. High uric acid, we use bio-LVR and S-methyl to prevent uric acid bioaccumulation in the body. It also lowers homocysteine that can burn your artery wall. So if Melania had proper preventive functional testing, which, by the way, I know that Trump has because I've been in contact with my colleagues in New York, and Trump sees one of my anti-aging colleagues in New York, won't say who it is, and so does the Patriots quarterback, which is why at their advancing age, they're actually much healthier in their function than their compatriots. So Melania probably needs to have functional medicine testing, although she's slim. She obviously has some health problems with probably osteopenia, osteoporosis, or excess of uric acid or oxalate forming kidney stones is most likely what happened. And she'll be fine. She just has to change her diet and be put on nutraceuticals to prevent new stone formation if she's a stone former, so she doesn't block her kidney off or have an emergency because she's going to develop a secondary pound nephritis, or if you block your kidney long enough, you actually get kidney failure on that side. So that's pretty straightforward, very simple to do, and she's otherwise going to have a long and healthy life. She's a wonderful lady, and her Be Best program is shining. I mean, it really is quite amazing. So she's an excellent representation of motherhood here in America, taking care of her own son while her president is so busy all hours of day and night. And the idea that the CBS and NBC, these nauseating networks, I call it, I agree that there should be something done to either sanction or de-license them if they continue to try to do a coup against President Trump by creating noxious and untrue stories that actually harm the presidency and his ability to do his job. I think it's very important that that happen. Let's see what else happens. Okay, we need to also look. Oops, what do we have here? I'm looking also. There's a new show with one of my favorite guests that's coming on back on Fox, and I think that should be quite funny. You're seeing the rise of conservative shows because Americans are becoming much more conservative than the Democrats. They've gone to the uber left. They're killing themselves geopolitically. And the 2018 and the 2020 elections, the Democrats don't have a hope. They have no stars. They have no plans for America. They keep on talking about health care. If Trump is wise, he'll bring a health care bill again after the demise of John McCain, who actually killed the health bill last year by being the sole Senate vote that actually blocked it. And when they bring in health care, it'll get rid of the malpractice, crazy costs. It'll control drug costs, which he's doing right now. It'll allow health care to be affordable and transferable among states. It'll allow competition to get catastrophic care for everybody. It'll allow us to start doing preventive health care so we can get preventive health care costs under control for doing functional testing and actually treatment of people. And we know everybody, by the way, that buys their nutraceutical supplements, and I really strongly recommend that everybody support us. We have been here at Genesis for now for 13 years with a few hiatuses over RBN. And without your support, we're not going to be around to actually provide you with all this good information. So you need to know, don't wander around and go all over the place thinking you're going to get better. You can't. You can't get better than what you have here at NutriMedical. And you can't get free advice to tell you what to do with your local doctor or what advanced treatments are available for your health condition to save you the pain, suffering, and morbidity and mortality of taking wrong treatments. You're going to get that information here only. And so I got a ton of consults. I mean, you wouldn't believe how many emails I have to finish by the weekend. And I think just accumulate this week, I think I have approaching 70 emails that I have to return. And that doesn't include phone calls. So, I mean, I'm a busy guy. Most of my emails and so on are free. But you have to understand, I want you to follow my recommendations. If you don't, you will suffer. And if you do suffer, unfortunately, you're going to either have serious complications or you die prematurely. So don't think you can second-guess Dr. Deagle and get away with it. You're not. That's really important to pay attention to that, because some people think, well, I don't have to listen to him. My doctor knows better. No, it's extremely unlikely. In fact, I'll challenge you. It's extremely unlikely that you're going to know better than Dr. Deagle. and I'll put your doctor on the stand. If you ask me to contact him, I just need his phone number and email, or her phone number and email. I'll ask him a series of questions, just like at a recent consultation, trying to keep a gentleman from getting a mistreatment in an intensive care unit and cardiology unit near Chicago. And we made the right decision, so he's surviving and thriving now because we've monitored everything they're doing. And they weren't doing everything that they should have done, but we're watching them medical legally. So we'll be back in a moment with John W. Spring and major updates of what's going on with the negotiations with North Korea now that North Korea is saying they're thinking of canceling the summit. With all the candy that Mike Pompeo has offered North Korea, you need to realize there's a carrot, but there's a real big stick with titanium spikes in it that Trump has in the military. If he doesn't come to an agreement, we're going to decapitate the regime. He needs to know that. Back in a moment with John W. Spring. Your questions on the topics that we're talking about are welcome on any show except the first hour of Friday, 877-317-6432. Be brave. Call in. Ask a good question. Don't worry about the battle for the truth.
The complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love. NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.